Check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny and pleasant day today, 75 to 80. Clear tonight, lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, lower 80s. Friday, there's a chance of showers, lower 80s. And Saturday will be hazy, humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm, temperature in the mid-80s. We'll have Pat's full forecast for the Tri-State region in just a few minutes. Well, it was primary day in New York yesterday, and in Armenia, the Republican primary went like this. Victoria Perotti defeated Julie A. Duran by 114 to 107. And the Armenia Town Board representatives, two were elected. And those two that were elected were James Morris with 122 votes and next Brad Revillard with 106 votes. That unofficial reports from the Dutchess County Office of Elections from last night. With a stroke of Governor Lamont's pen, pot has become legal in Connecticut on July 1st under a new law that was signed at the Capitol. Adults age 21 and older will be able to possess up to 1.5 ounces of cannabis come next month. The new law also establishes a legal and regulated cannabis market, with retail sales anticipated to start in the summer of 2022 at the earliest. The new law will make it legal for people 21 years and older to possess and use cannabis beginning July 1st. A person would be allowed to have up to 1.5 ounces of cannabis, with an additional 5 ounces secured in their home or vehicle. Smoking, inhaling, or ingesting marijuana is prohibited while driving or riding in a motor vehicle. Police are now also barred from using the odor of cannabis or burnt cannabis as a basis for a stop or search of a vehicle. Favorable jobs report shows Connecticut is continuing to rebound. Nearly new reported gains of 9,000 jobs in May and April have boosted Connecticut's employment recovery from the historic losses of COVID-19. State labor officials released a preliminary monthly estimate showing the state added over 7,800 jobs in May and revised that estimate that more than doubled April's initially reported gain of 500 jobs. The Connecticut economy has now regained almost 64% of the record 294,000 positions lost in March and April 2020 during the height of the state's first COVID-19 outbreak and the partial economic shutdown. Private sector employment rose by over 8,600 in May of 2021, up 141,000 jobs since May of 2020. Some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. The Board of Education in Cornwall has a Zoom meeting set for this afternoon at 4:15 in Sharon. Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 5:30 this afternoon. The Energy Environment Commission meets tomorrow at 5:30. In Kent, the Board of Finance has a special meeting tonight, that at 6 p.m. Sheffield Planning Board meets at the Town Hall second floor meeting room. It's a Zoom meeting. That is tonight at 7 p.m. Town of Pine Plains is holding a special meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Subcommittee meeting has a meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning via Zoom. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues tomorrow. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. It's every Thursday evening from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Canaan VFW. Tomorrow night's entertainment will be Stash. It's rain or shine, all activities from 6 till 9 p.m. The Ankrum Opera House has a free virtual Summer Play Lab event running through June 25th. Summer Play Lab featuring virtual works in progress, showings of two new innovative music theater pieces, and community engagement activities, including artist-led workshops and post-show conversations with their resident respondent, Georgia Escobar. More information at their website, ankrumoperahouse.org. On Friday from 5:30 till 7, Associate Program Director at Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Natalie Narotsky, will be speaking about sustainability and climate change work at the local level and ways for young people and community members engaging and considering their role in local climate justice work. The event, part of the Sustainable Speaker Series presented by the student-led Sustainable Coalition at Mount Everett High School. It's free and open to the public. The presentation will take place over Zoom. For those who are unable to attend the live event, event. Contact the Sustainable Coalition website following the presentation, as the recording will be posted by July 2nd. To register and get more information about the series, on the web, tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Marianne Palermo and the First Take Band will perform free shows every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverhouse Performance Lawn Space, located at 331 Route 183 in Housatonic. Bring your lawn chairs and dine out while enjoying a variety of music overlooking the Housatonic River. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of their summer-long series events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, lawn games on the green with the Baltel School PTO. More information, norfolklandtrust.org. Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 26th and 27th. Visitors are welcome to see ham radios in action and actually operate on the air under the club's supervision. The event will be held at Amenia at 80 Depot Hill Road. Operations begin Saturday afternoon at 2, continue through the night until Sunday at noon. Follow Amateur Radio Field Day signs. For more information, 860-435-005. The Berkshire Bach Society presents a benefit concert of works by J.S. Bach. It'll be Saturday, 5 p.m., the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington. More information and more events available at berkshirebach.org/events. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347 on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,945.58. The NASDAQ at 14,253.27, and the S&P 500 at 42.46.44. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.